You want Santa to call your kid? It'll cost you $29.95, but Dan Wilmont is on the line. Hi, Dan.
How are you doing?
How are you? Thanks for coming on the show. You are Santa.
I am Santa.
Uh-huh. Now, explain this brilliant idea of you will go and call kids up until Christmas as Santa for 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. It started about 12 years ago. I started doing it for friends. They'd call me up. My kids got older. They're not into it anymore. And friends would call me up on Christmas Eve and say, can you call my daughter and say, it's time to go to bed.
And you,
they're too jazzed up.
Yeah, and you said, do you have a major credit card?
usually they do. But anyway, we just started doing that. I just started picking up from there. And then last year I just thought, well, let's try it as a business.
Let me be perfectly honest with you here, Dan. I mean, don't you think that playing Santa and calling a kid and the parents coughing up $29.95 for a 5-minute phone call is commercializing Christmas even more than it should be?
Well, I think if you look at it, isn't Santa sort of commercializing Christmas?
Christmas is very commercialized, but when you get right down to the bare bones of little Billy or little Sally getting ready to go to bed, those kids truly believe in Santa Claus. We know as adults that it's all commercial now, and it's gift buying and getting that tree and putting it up and stuff, but the kids, I don't think we've really gone and hit the kids with this whole commercialization, and now I think maybe with Santa, aren't we a little bit for $29.95?
Well, I think Santa, if you're looking at it from that aspect, Santa's always been a little bit commercialized. But I think the point is Santa is for the kids. And the point of having Santa for the kids is giving them a little bit of magic around Christmas time. Now, you can do that various different ways. I mean, you know, you've got the malls that do it. I mean, that's commercial, too. They've got, the malls are doing it for their own benefit to bring people to their mall. I mean, Santa, who sits at the little stall of the mall, doesn't sell you anything. He just sort of attracts families to the mall. He adds a little bit of magic to the Santa, to the children. And that's basically all I'm trying to do, too, is just add a little bit of magic to the children. Of course, there's costs involved, and I'm making a living. I'm an actor, so
yeah.
That's the whole point. I mean, it's the idea is to create some magic for the child. Well, I'm not.
Do you have, like, a timer on it where you know when you've gone 5 minutes?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's coming up to 5 minutes. What, is there an operator that comes on?
That's when the magic ends, doesn't it, Santa?
Pretty much. Well, no, it depends how we go. I mean, if the call's going well enough.
But wait, Santa, please don't hang up, Santa.
Ho, 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 I've got to go now.
Well, that's why we're going to try the 1-900 Santa calls next year. You see, that way we just charge it by the minute. No, it's with just the 5 minute is a figure that, depending on how many we've got booked, and I can only do so many per hour because obviously it's performance and you're trying to interact with a child. So, I mean,
How does it come up, though, Dan, when it's coming up on 5 minutes? How are you going to get that kid who truly believes you're Santa and you called him? How are you going to get that kid off the phone without breaking every image of you that he's had?
Well, then, you know, after some experience, which I've had, you sort of lead towards an end of the call. You start talking about what time they're going to go to bed. You've talked about what they want on their list. I mean, I don't have a timer in 5 minutes. I mean, I do watch the clock, but I don't have a timer in 5 minutes. Around 5 minutes, depending how the call's going, too. Some kids are rather shy. They don't talk a lot. Some kids just go on and on and on.
And then you kind of drop the hint.
No, I just wind it down. I think you can say, well, okay, goodbye, time's up. Or you can sort of say, you know, I just want to know what time that little Billy, what time are you going to be in bed on Christmas Eve so I'll know what time to come? And then it just sort of winds it down. And I think if you do it properly, it doesn't have to be an abrupt end.
Right. Let me try my way. Time's up.
Oh, that's terrible.
That is ridiculous.
Like I said, when I was a kid, you know, you had, you know, retirees would, you know, they'd have a local phone number and the local retirees would get together and do it.
That bothers me. $29.95.
As far as I'm concerned, if we're going to deal with some sort of toll-free Santa number, at least let's make sure it's a reputable company.
Please, let's. Stan and Haney afternoon show, and I don't know if you've seen them. The 800 psychic lines that are out there where they charge an arm and a leg to call this psychic that's supposed to tell you your life and what's going to be happening and what's not going to be happening. And they're on the infomercials all the time. I don't know if you've seen this one on television, but they now have for the holiday season the Psychic Santa Hotline. And here to speak about that is one of the founders of the Santa Psychic Santa. And who's this?
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Roger Hedgefield on this end.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, how are you?
I just brought it up because everyone has known the 800 psychic lines now, and you've come up with a great idea called the Psychic Santa.
You know, I can't tell you how pleased I am to be able to share this with you. It's something that we put a lot of thought and effort into. And, yes, that's absolutely right. It's something that we're doing with the Santa concept. We feel that we're taking it to the next level. We've done a lot of research on this in focus groups. And let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Who's the first psychic that you were ever aware of in your life?
Well, it would have to be Santa. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Exactly. And what we found is that people are programmed with this from a very young age, that they will trust Santa Claus. Let me ask you something else.
Okay.
Can you think of another old man that you could throw in a mall and parents would line up to allow their children to wiggle around on his lap?
Can't think of any other, you know, person that could get away with it other than Santa.
So what we've done is we've gone back and we've researched this, the bond and the trust that there is with Santa.
Mm-hmm.
We took it a step further. We found out that the Santa franchise is not copyrighted.
Oh, really?
It's public domain. It's available to anyone to use as a marketing tool.
So you've jumped on that and is marketing it now.
And that is how Santa Psychics was born. That's how our company, U.S. Santas Incorporated, was formed.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you want to look it up on NASDAQ, it did pretty well today.
Well, I bet it did. We're in the Christmas season right now.
Right, exactly.
And so what, you put, obviously you're doing the commercials on TV and radio and all that and the infomercials, and you flash up that 800 number. I guess it's an 888 number.
That's true.
And they can talk to an actual psychic Santa.
That's absolutely true. We brought in some top-notch people to just kind of give this the holiday blitz. We're a little late getting started with it. I can't thank you enough, sir.
Oh, no problem.
For allowing me on your program to share this with people.
It's a great pleasure.
Yeah, we brought in the top people, the people that did the 1-800-YES-CREDIT and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We got them behind us in a big marketing blitz, and we really hope to brighten up some holidays.
Now, if somebody wants to call this 888 psychic Santa thing, is there a number that they can call?
Yes, there is, absolutely, and thank you for the opportunity. It's 1-888. Ho, 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 ho.
And that'll get you right through to a psychic Santa.
That will put you onto the line with a psychic Santa.
Yeah, and how much does that cost to go on the line with a psychic Santa?
Well, you know, the time of day is a factor into that. The closer we get to Christmas, the more the rates go up.
I see.
So I wish I could give you an exact figure on that. I realize that it sounds like I'm being less than forthcoming, but in reality, there is a rate schedule, and I'm not entirely familiar with how it's going to work as we get closer to the holidays.
Now, like on some of these,
I do know that the earlier you call in the Christmas season, the cheaper it'll be.
Now, do you get the, like you see some of these 800 psychic lines, do you get the first 5 minutes free?
No, none of it's free.
None of it?
No, because we're a startup and we can't afford to do that.
I understand that.
The gift certificates are available.
Oh, really?
If you wanted to give the gift of a psychic Santa call to a loved one, gift certificates are most certainly available.
I see.
And that's a way where it could be free to a loved one where you would actually pay for it.
Now, my information in front of me says that for demonstration purposes only, you can patch us through to a psychic Santa and let some of our listeners take advantage of this.
Oh, ho, ho, there you are. Yes.
So
absolutely, we'd love to do that.
That sounds great. You want to switch it over, and I'll have myself done here first, and then I'll throw the numbers out here, and then we'll see if somebody wants a psychic reading from a psychic Santa.
Absolutely.
All right.
Let me set you up with a psychic Santa, my friend.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
But before I do,
yes, Roger.
Have you had experience with other psychics before?
We've had them on the show before, psychics before, and I've been.
How accurate have you found them?
Not very accurate.
I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
All right. If you want to have a psychic reading from a psychic Santa, 277-9600, and you can get yourself a psychic reading from psychic Santa.
Hey, I'll tell you what, are we going to take a break? Are you ready?
No, I'm ready. Let's put Santa on.
Let me throw Kris Kringle on the line. And again, the number is 1-888-HO-HO-HO-HO.
That's if you want to call that, but we're doing a demonstration
right
here.
This will be your demonstration.
Okay.
If you can hold the line just a second, Kris Kringle will be on there for you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you
all
very
right,
much.
Thank you there, Roger Hedgefield of Psychic Santa. Get a...
Ho, ho, ho! This must be little Stan on the line.
Oh, how did you know that?
I know all.
All right, Santa, we got the lines are ringing crazy right now, but what do you see for me?
Oh, you want liquor for Christmas?
No.
You want a new car?
Well, that wouldn't be bad, but not really. All right, let's...
trying to fool. You want a VCR.
Yeah, there we go. All right.
Hey!
All right, Santa, let's take our first call. Hello, you're on the air with the Psychic Santa.
Yes, I want to talk to Psychic Santa.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what am I going to get for Christmas this year?
First, I need your name and the time you were born.
My name is Craig Stransky, and I was born 10/16/75.
Okay. What are you going to get for Christmas?
Yeah, that's what he wants to know. What is he going to get for Christmas?
You are getting one of the new DVD players.
K-Rock, hello. You're on the air with the Psychic Santa.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to know what Santa's going to bring me for Christmas this year.
I need your name and the time you were born.
My name is Susan, and I was born at 10:30 a.m.
10:30 a.m. I remember you, little Sue. You're getting a subpoena.
You may be right there, huh, Psychic Santa? You ever wrong?
Never, ever.
Here, let's go and find out who's next on the line here. Hello, you're on the air with the Psychic Santa.
Yeah, I want to talk to Psychic Santa.
He's right there.
Hey, Santa.
Name and the time you were born.
I don't know when I was born. I don't. The question is, I want to know who my mother is for Christmas, Santa.
Who's your mother?
Yeah, who's his mother for Christmas?
Most of the time you're screaming, who's your daddy?
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon.
starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and aeroplanes. Stan and Haney are still not afraid.
Not today, bro.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Woo!
All right, I'm going to tell you right now, birthday boy Dave is on the line. I'm not picking it up yet. Because I got some...
He's officially 44 and successful today.
Whatever you want to... He's 44. So, where we last left
Boy
off...
Boy Waterman, born on this day 44 years ago.
He didn't have a name. That's what he was, Boy Waterman. Swear to God. So, if when we last left you at 6 last night... Dave was going to get locked into the RV at the Estero Walmart at 8 p.m. And I was going to go and spend the night with him. And that's the way it was when microphones were shut
that's
off
right.
and
you
we were going
and home. Your girlfriend and your cat.
Yep. Yeah. Litter box, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So... Microphones go off. Dave's pacing around because he doesn't want me there. And Zito turns to me and says, "You don't want to go tonight." I'm like, "What?" He says, "Let him have the night to himself in there to get acclimated." I said, "Well, why?" He's got no power.
Oh, man.
They have, you know, a battery unit, but there was no generator hooked up so he could have lights, electricity, everything that he needed for
I thought he did have a generator.
No. Now, I'll explain that. So I said, I won't stay last night. I won't stay tonight.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
If nobody knows what we're talking about. Dave is at an RV in the Walmart parking lot. He's locked in there because we're trying to get bikes for Toys for Tots.
Right, and I'll get into the whole routine because he was spewing misinformation last night, too, which I got to get that cleared up. God, it not today, brah. So.
Right on.
Yeah. I did go out and visit him last night, and I felt a little bad. Junior. Hats off to Junior. I get out there. My girlfriend and I get out to the trailer. And Junior's there. But prior to Junior getting there, not too long before, he was sitting in the dark, lying on a bunk, all alone. Nobody from the station. Nobody wanted. He was locked up in the trailer alone.
Well, that sounds pleasant.
For you. Now, Junior saw him, and he was the first one to arrive. You said he was lying in the bunk pulling up his pants when you got there?
Yeah, I banged on the window, and then there's Dave rushing, turning off lights, adjusting himself.
What?
Yeah, he was, well, I think a tuggy.
It's a little early for that.
When it's dark in there, he's... All right, so after we arrived, then Roger Marley came out for a little bit to say hi. So we're having a little get together, and he has
a little powwow.
He has a light on in the RV, thanks to RV Rentals of Southwest Florida and LaBelle. He had a light on, and I'm like, "Oh, you got power? What are you talking about?" No, he goes, "No, dude, it's just battery powered, and this is the first time I've turned it on. Look, it's already a third down, and I've only been in here for 3 hours." He's minimal, nothing, no hot water heater. I had a limited tank of water in there. And so we're all leaving, and I felt kind of bad for him because he was truly roughing it with no electricity in the parking lot, locked in, and no amenities. And Junior and I even asked him, "You bring a book? Something that you can read or, you know, nope." And, you know, his phone situation, no Wi-Fi. So he couldn't make calls. Now, he is in there. If you woke up at 3 in the morning last night to take a look at your clock, Dave was in the RV at the Estero Walmart
Now, I can tell you, I live in a house, and it was cold last night.
Coldest night of the season. Let's bring the birthday boy on. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Happy birthday. Not there.
All that wasted. Yeah. Hey, buddy. All that energy.
Stoop.
Hey, what's up, Stan?
What a stoop. I was about ready to hang up on birthday boy there.
I'm sorry, pal. I'm sorry, man. I got some company.
Who's there?
Richard.
Yeah, he's installing your generator. Oh, that's a whole other story. And I understand, birthday boy, that Jeff Zito, who's battling laryngitis and a cold, brought you a little treat.
Oh, yeah.
He's low.
When can I have that?
Not now. Hold on. What's the matter?
Bring the music down a little bit.
Yeah, that's down about as low. I might need a little help from urine. Now what? You called me.
I want to tell you, man. I didn't even sleep last night. It was so cold.
I'll tell you why you didn't sleep last night, and I cornered you on it last night. He was popping those energy drinks, and he was alone in the trailer, pacing around like a jackrabbit.
Why would you do that?
I'm trying to stay warm, man. I got to move.
That's why you took energy drinks to stay warm.
That's a bunch of crap. And my body warm, Stan.
Dave, how many times have I talked to you about those energy drinks?
I know, man.
Because what did I say to you? First, as soon as I walked in that trailer, I said, what are you on?
I took energy drinks, man. I was drinking Gatorade, bro. You see, I'm flushing it through my system. Come on, Dave.
I want to ask you one question.
What's up?
How do things generally work out for you when you don't listen to me?
Yeah, I end up like medical problem or something.
Yeah, but you're stupid enough to keep doing it. Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to make sure that you knew that. I can't force you.
Now, when's your generator going to be hooked up?
We got it going. It's out there running right now, man. I only got maybe 6 hours of fuel or something.
Well, somebody's got to have extra gas cans ready to fuel you up. If it's every 6 hours somebody has to top off that tank, it's got to be topped off.
Hey, real quick, check the comrades.
Check the comm racks. Are we doing this on the air?
Are we doing this on the air? Is that what we're doing?
We're doing this on the air.
I want to make sure you can hear us.
I can hear you, Zito.
He can hear you.
Here you go, Dave. Now you're broadcast ready.
That's much better. Of course, it's 10 times better.
Sorry about that, guys.
That's all right, Zito. You're working with a nut.
Now, is that up all the way, too?
No, it's up all the way.
Here you go, Dave. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you, man. This is a lot better, dude. I ain't burning up my minutes.
Jeez, you know what? You're so exciting right now.
Shut up, man.
You're really ticking me off.
You know what, bro? Are you coming out tonight?
Let me ask you. I haven't seen a receipt yet. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something.
What, man?
Why are you out there?
Because we're raising bikes, Toys for Tots, Stan. I'm at the Walmart at the corner of 41 and Estero Parkway.
All right.
You make and buy a bike, man. Buy a bike and donate.
You got to get your you got to get your facts right.
Well, you know what? I came
out
with no
copy.
Shut up
while I teach you, while I learn you.
Well, no, but don't be.
Will you be quiet for a second? Okay?
Man.
People are pledging bikes now for Friday. People are pledging bikes. You can call us here on the show. They can even come by and... Who are you talking to when I'm talking to you?
Oh, I'm sorry, bro.
I got a party going on. I don't care. We're live on a 100,000-watt radio station, you stooge, and I'm talking to you.
I'm getting talked to three...
Here's who you listen to right
hold
now.
Hold on. See you, boys.
Here's who you listen to.
See you, boys. All right, I'm all ears.
He's really ticking me off.
Because it's about who he's around at the moment.
I know it, and this is what gets him into trouble. You're on the radio now.
Oh, hey, what's up?
I'm about ready to explode.
It's okay, buddy.
Shut up! Oh, I can hear my echo out there going over the speakers. That's magic.
Out there at the Walmart.
You don't tell anybody that they can go in any store. They're pledging bikes. They have to bring their bike on Friday to the Estero Walmart. They have to go and do it there. Bring the bikes there. They can buy them at the Estero Walmart. They can go online and buy their bikes and have them to be picked up at the Estero Walmart. They can bring one of their own new bikes that they bought from somewhere else and bring it there on Friday. Don't go around spewing that you can bring it to any damn store you want, you idiot.
Okay, man. Okay.
Man, don't you follow directions.
Okay. Don't you hear good?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you want to know something? I just got shut up in this trailer, bro. Nobody gave me any instructions for nothing.
Well, what do you need instructions with?
What do you need instructions
we'll help
for?
You.
To go sit on your ass all night long. What kind of instructions is that?
Bro,
don't bro me.
What do you need to know, Dave? We'll help you.
Nothing.
What do you
want to
know,
man? I'm good now. I'm trying to get power established, okay?
You got a generator. What more do you want?
I thought the chief engineer was out there.
And the chief engineer's there.
He is. I just showed
him
where
the... Then what are you bitching about?
Dude.
I got to go. Okay?
Hey, Dave.
I got to go.
Stop.
Dave,
he doesn't listen.
Dave, yeah. How cold was it last night?
Oh, bro.
It was so cold. Seriously, about 5 o'clock this morning, man, I was just shivering. Just sitting shivering. I had my leather jacket on,
and
my sweatshirt.
Popping energy drinks.
Yep.
Shut up, man.
I got to go. We'll talk to him later when he can smarten up. I'm serious. It's not... You sit in the trailer.
It sounded like initially you had a little sympathy for him last night.
I did. I lost it.
It's completely gone now.
Because people are coming up to him. There are rules. And as Jeff Zito told him, and this is the God's honest truth, Zito knows the procedure for the bikes. You know the procedure for the bikes.
Yeah.
I know the procedure for the bikes. He doesn't have to. All he's got to do is sit in there. Keep his mouth shut. Stop giving out misinformation or he'll ruin the whole thing.
I don't understand him and the energy drinks. He's never got money, but he's always got energy drinks.
You have to admit, Junior, we saw him last. He was bouncing. Bouncing.
Nobody can see your gesture.
Just agree.
He was pacing.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
The battered bastards of Beasley Broadcasting. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
You know what? I've decided I'm going to be thankful. Seriously.
Good.
Because I managed to get sick prior to Christmas.
Correct. Unlike other years.
I've missed so many Christmases being sick. That's assuming I'm better by then.
I want to thank Shark Girl. She just texted us, donated a bike for Friday.
What a sweetheart.
So we put another one on the board. And again, if you're going to donate a bike for Toys for Tots, our big event is going to be Friday, 6A to 6P at the Walmart in Estero. That's the one on a corner of Estero Boulevard and 41.
On the big corner.
Now, I don't care how you get a bike there. You can purchase it at the Estero Walmart. You can go online and specify the Estero Walmart.
You can push, pull, or tow.
Yep. You can have bought a new bike at a particular store, put it in the back of the pickup truck. It just has to be there.
You can get
on
the
Friday.
Bike wherever you want to as long as it's at the Walmart on Friday.
Correct. All right? Aaron Walker over at Naples Nissan knows that the end of the year is coming to a close. And he's done various promotions throughout the year. The clunkers, the bombs. You know.
And what he's doing now is he's giving you the opportunity now. 2018, maybe you said, this is my year. Well, there's only a few days left to make that happen. And Aaron Walker at Naples Nissan... You can go out with a bang, maybe even make the whole year worthwhile.
How about bringing in your car, picking up a new Nissan, $2,000 Visa gift card. Make that happen. Maybe you'd like $8,000 minimum for your trade-in. Even if you have to push it in, make it happen. 0% financing for 72 months. Maybe that's the gift you want. You can do that.
You know what I'd like, Stan?
What?
I would like a brand new Nissan, and I'd prefer not to pay for it for, you know, a year.
You can do that. No payments until 2020. Maybe $12,000 off a Titan truck. He'll make it happen. You just have to go down there and talk to him.
You know why? Because he knows what he's doing.
Yep. Come see Aaron Walker, Naples Nissan on Pine Ridge Road, or visit NaplesNissan.com. And
you mentioned Stan and Haney, you'll be treated like gold.
Darn right. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Get my clipboard over here. You know, I'm not going to get into it other than this little tidbit. But did you see Trump school Schumer?
Yes, I did.
And Pelosi.
And I think that was a good thing for the American people to see.
Yep, and Schumer couldn't even look him in the eye.
Nope.
Did you hear about the new sitcom?
Can't we talk
Can
about
two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy?
I don't think we really disagree so much.
One thing I think we can agree on is we shouldn't shut down the government over a dispute.
You know what I'll say? Yes.
We have a lot of disagreements here, but that's not the point here. We have a disagreement.
Yes, is that
we
right?
Do.
Good.
We do.
See? We get along.
No, no, no.
I noticed Chuck Schumer yesterday with fake tears. I'm going to ask him who is his acting coach.
The New Odd Couple. Random weekdays on so-called news networks.
How many times did Nancy Pelosi say, we could talk about this privately?
Yeah, privately.
Privately. Yes. No. I think we should be able to watch
it. It's called transparency, Nancy.
Seriously.
Loved it.
We should be allowed to watch these jackasses.
Let me explain.
Because you know what? I just have the feeling that Trump behind closed doors is very similar to Trump that we see on TV.
These
other people?
They're not. This did not happen at a Walmart near us, nor did it happen at a Walmart in the United States. It happened in Canada. A Walmart employee in Canada named Jackson quit over the store's intercom system. And listen,
which, when you're a teenager, you it seems so noble.
Listen to in the background at the end. He was applauded.
But I'll tell you, he's no Inet of the mood setter.
No. Here he goes. This was him on the intercom system at the Walmart in Canada.
Attention all shoppers, associates, and management. I would like to say to all of you today that nobody should work here, ever. Our managers will make promises and never keep them. And not only that, they will preach to us about how they care about their employees. But about a month ago, my boss, assistant manager Cora, called me a waste of time and management did nothing to help. Management will also try and save money every step of the way, including cutting benefits of a full-time associate down to part-time, even though he worked 40-plus hours a week. I've been a loyal employee here for over a year and a half, and I'm sick of all the bullshit, bogus write-ups, and my job. F*** management, f*** this job, and f*** Walmart.
Oh, now that wasn't necessary.
Hey, I loved it. That wasn't it. Oh, get away. This suburb of Miami.
He had to use his potty mouth.
Yep. Guy down Miami way ordered food through Uber Eats the other day. And when he checked the bag, he found his food along with a pair of dirty underwear.
Come on.
He thinks...
Who does that?
He thinks the Uber driver put them in there.
Well, of course. How the hell else did it get there?
Uber has suspended the driver while they investigate.
I grabbed the food, and right when I got the food, she struck off running. And I was like, that was kind of odd. Who thinks that you're going to get delivered somebody's dirty underwear? Disgusting, unhelpful, it's potentially deadly.
It could be.
Do you have, by any chance, Alan Simpson on the grab bag today?
I do not. I love him.
Did you hear about what he did on CNN yesterday?
No.
I don't want to hijack your grab bag.
Retired senator. He spoke, him and Bush.
Great eulogy.
He was great.
I don't want to hijack your grab bag, but especially if you haven't heard it, I think you would enjoy it and it would fit right into the grab bag.
Go ahead.
Just to set it up, he's on CNN with one of the broads. I don't watch it, so I don't know her name.
One of the lefties?
Yeah, but she's got blonde hair and glasses and is a lefty. And she gets Alan Simpson on the phone, hoping that he will badmouth Orrin Hatch. Because
who's retiring.
And Orrin Hatch had said offhandedly, I don't care about the Mueller investigation, what he's done on taxes and so on and so forth. And so that's why she has Alan Simpson on the phone, hoping he'll slam Orrin Hatch.
Roll him.
That is really a testament. Yeah, Senator. I mean, that's really the loss of that camaraderie, you know, that dining room, I think really does tell you something about where we are, as does this exchange that I want to play for you with one of your former colleagues, Orrin Hatch, the senator, of course, who's still in the Senate. And our Manu Raju, who asked him about the revelations that have come forward this week from Robert Mueller in these sentencing memos, primarily that Michael Cohen says he was directed by Donald Trump to commit campaign finance laws. So I just want to play for you Orrin Hatch's response to that. Listen to this.
The Democrats will do anything to hurt this president, anything. And what happened before he was elected president, you know, is one thing. But since he's been elected, the economy's done well. Our country's moving ahead. We're in better shape than we were before he became president. And I think we ought to judge him on that basis.
But this is not the Democrats. This is the Southern District of New York, the U.S. attorney. I mean, that's what's making this allegation.
Do you think he's a Republican, do you?
Well, he's been appointed by his president. He's been appointed by his president.
Okay, but I don't care. All I can say is he's doing a good job as president.
I don't know if you could hear that, Senator Simpson, but basically what Orrin Hatch said was he doesn't care. I mean, that's a quote. He said, I don't care about the revelations that have come from Mueller. He thinks that he's doing a good job as a president. What's your response to that?
Oh, I don't want to get into that kind of stuff. I can tell you one thing that would solve everything. It would. Now, you want to hear this. Every U.S. senator who goes to the Judiciary Committee should have a full FBI investigation from birth until they go on the committee. That'll take care of a lot of this crap.
How would that take care of what we've seen with,
because
happening with Donald
Trump? You don't go back into the life beyond. You don't go. Hell, when I was 18, I was on federal probation for shooting mailboxes. I fought a cop. I got thrown in the clink and I, who is this? Whatever happened to the mote in the eye of all these guys who always bitching, whining, moaning? They want a piece of everybody. So let it play out. I'm not going to get into Orrin. I cared deeply for him. I cared deeply for Joe Biden. I loved them all, and I got along with them all, and we made it work. So if you want to pick old scabs, you better pick a new guy to get on the show.
But which is the old scab that we're picking?
Well, now we have to watch a movie on Gary Hart. If that ain't picking an old scab, you tell me what it is.
Well,
I worked with him. We worked on nuclear regulation matters. We were good. We were friends. Picking an old scab. Go in and get, wouldn't the chap acquit it? Good. Go back and pick an old scab. Confirmation. Go back and look into Professor Hill and Clarence Thomas. Why don't you leave people alone and go find some new work?
Well.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
He is, the older he gets, man, that's an American hero right there.
Yeah, he's great. Okay. This, Haney and I, we didn't bowl. We were bowlers.
And we were dominant in our day.
This happened in Pennsylvania, and we've kind of seen things like this, and we know the feeling. Guy in Pennsylvania came so close to bowling a perfect game. On his last roll, all the pins went flying like hooked Marlins.
Yep. Yeah.
Except the 7 pin somehow slid from the corner to the middle of the lane and stayed upright.
And so it got knocked down and came back up.
It moved, it jumped, came forward and landed. It didn't go down. So all of his buddies watching him bowl a perfect game, they all think, those things are dancing. He's got the... Oh!
Got robbed.
Danced and zoop, slid right and stayed there. Ah, terrible.
Ah, but it was good to hear that. Remember, you'd get so happy when I'd hit a shot. You'd have that big smile on your face, yeah. And you'd say the same thing every time. Look at them dance like a bunch of hooked marlin.
Dancing like a fish on a hook. This Kansas City Symphony set a Guinness World Record. 835 tubas played "O Christmas Tree."
It still sounds awkward.
Today is Tuba Christmas in Kansas City, and this is one of hundreds of Tuba Christmas performances that take place around the country and the world.
One tuba.
And we have nearly 900 tuba and euphonium players here today to help set a new world record.
Kansas City Symphony, the record to meet, is 502 participants.
You do anything about that reverb?
Total today,
the acoustics in that auditorium.
835!
Oh, she cuts through you like a knife.
I don't know what she said.
That they broke the record. That they broke the record. Here, I got one last one for you. There were smiles and tears yesterday on the Today Show with Hoda and Kathy Lee.
Lee and her Egyptian goddess, Hoda.
You hear her say that? She's leaving, Kathy Lee. And just like two babbling broads on network television, it led to this.
We do life together, and nobody more so than my Hoda. Well, it's going to happen the same way it did with Regis.
Oh,
you know, when I left Regis, it was hard, but I'm closer to him now than we were after 15 years together. So I love you, Hoda Mama. You know, you're just so special, Hoda. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The minute you stepped into my life with both feet... Everything changed. I thought about it.
Network TV.
I knew today was happening, but
I just want to leave it there, Jared. It's going to be that kind of day. Nobody else needs it, I see.
You know, Stan, the moment you stepped into my life, you made me very angry.
Yeah. You didn't make me that happy either, too, Amy.
Nope. See, that's the truth. Now, later on, things change.
Yeah.
But not...
Alright, I don't know why. Rolling Stone magazine...
And you did step into my life with both feet.
You're darn right. I don't know why a publication like Rolling Stone magazine would devote an entire issue to one artist or a regional artist at best. Rolling Stone released the list of the 100 greatest Bruce Springsteen songs of all time.
They've lost the majority of the country.
There goes the country. He's a regional act.
Now, I never used to think he was a regional act until I was taught this by radio consultants.
Yep. He doesn't play well in Florida. So there goes Rolling Stone circulation in Florida. Do you have a guess what the number one Bruce Springsteen song is?
Are you asking what I think it should be think it is?
No, what do you think it is?
Oh, probably Born in the USA.
Nope. Number one. I know some of you haven't heard this song before because, again, regional act.
Sprung from cages on Highway 9 from Will Fuhrman.
Better than I thought.
Born to Run, number one, followed by Badlands, followed by Thunder Road.
Now, Now, you want mine?
Yeah.
Well, I think the best thing he ever did?
Yeah.
Rosalita.
Oh, it's great. It's great. What will be ready by Friday? Is that another bike? Is that another bike there?
That was the subway.
Oh.
Did you take Dave his birthday present, Junior?
I did.
We'll check in with him in it when we come back from the break.
Because he's over at the Walmart in Estero.
Yep. Locked in an RV until we get enough bikes for Toys for Tots. Shark Girl texted us while you're gone. She just donated a bike.
I saw that.
Pewter Mug North bringing us the
He was a little dismissive
bag.
There.
Just, you know, I don't care what his tone is. I've learned to block that out. Just as long as he acknowledges it.
All right.
We'll be back.
K-Rock.
Injured? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law. That's all.
K-Rock.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Area code 239-277-9600. Love to hear from you. Please pledge a bike for this Friday at the Estero Walmart, where we are raising bikes. Kids' bikes. They're not expensive. I was in Walmart last night. They're not expensive. They got plenty of them.
Kids of all sizes.
Kids of all sizes. Find a bike that's within your budget. You make a great donation to Toys for Tots. The Marines have been running that thing for a long time, and they do things right. And so we want you, if you want to call in and pledge, here's the deal. I'm asking you to pledge a bike. Now, the responsibility falls upon you. You can go and pledge a bike, and if you screw up on Friday, and I'm not going to, that's on your conscience. But if you're going to pledge a bike, we'd love to see you out at the Estero Walmart on Friday, 6A to 6P, with a bike. You can get it at the Estero Walmart. You can order it online, just like Shark Girl did. She ordered it to be ready to go Friday at
the Estero. Yeah, they'll
help you. Yep, Estero Walmart. She can't be there. So she says, well, who? They need a name of who's going to pick. Tell her, Jeff Zito. He's going to be there. He'll take the bike. Load it right up for the Toys for Tots.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier than that.
So 277-9600. By the way, Aaron Walker from Naples Nissan says you donate three bikes, you get a 3-day car rental from Naples Nissan.
How do you like that?
Driving around in a brand new Nissan for donating
just
three
for doing
bikes.
The right thing.
Doing the right thing. He doesn't know that we're going home. Let's just bring up the microphone on Bonehead, who's stuck in the RV until Friday when we do this thing. See if he's there.
Look at that, man. Check them legs out, bro. Yank them bags out that basket, lady. Yeah, dude. Ah! Gave the basket a good push, man. Look, slide in the car. Later.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Hey. Hey, what's up, bro? How you guys doing, man?
We're done.
You know, Stan?
Oh, I'm just people watching, boys. I'm people watching here at the Walmart on 41 and Estero Parkway.
Today is a very special day.
Big day.
We were blessed 44 years ago today when when Boy Waterman came into the world.
Yeah.
You got that right, Haney.
Did you? Now, I know Junior came over to see you during the grab bag to bring you Haney's gift to you.
He sure did.
What'd you get?
I haven't opened it yet.
Let's open them. You're locked in. Nothing else to do.
And have we lost internet again, Stan?
Probably. Nothing else to do. It sounds like you're in there just, pudding it.
I'm people watching. No, I got some new neighbors that moved in.
What?
So I got some new neighbors that joined me overnight last night. So I've been
nice.
Checking them out. Dude, no way, bro. Haney, man. Hold on. These bags are tough to get into.
So you don't even know what it is yet.
No, I haven't opened nothing, man.
Then what are you, bro?
Because I see it now. Oh, I got some new Vans, bro. I got new shoes. Sweet. Bro, thank you, man. Oh, bro. I love them. I love them.
Now,
oh, man.
Now, Dave, what I thought was, you know, you being a man in the public eye now, you needed some flashy kicks.
Yeah, oh, these are flashy, all right, bro. These are sweet.
You going to wear them?
Hell yeah, I'm going to put them on here in a minute, man.
Okay.
You want to describe them?
Okay, yeah, man. They're looks like a limited edition Vans, Marvel Vans, man.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. It's got like a Chinese star on the side. Oh, Shotokan.
Yeah, right, I thought you liked that. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Oh, and on the back heel, it has two
what are they, Heelys? They light
swords.
Up?
No, man.
Yeah. You can
no, these
skate
are Vans,
and walk?
Bro. No, I can skate in these. Yeah, shut up, man.
They're limited edition Vans.
These are very limited edition. It's got two samurai swords on the back, and I'm trying to figure out underneath. It's got a pink spot on there. What country is that? Is that Brazil? I don't know.
What are you doing? Just...
But see, Dave was outside the other day, and you know he's had a lot of skating mishaps recently.
Yeah.
And the Vans that he had on, the sole had separated from the shoe.
Yeah.
And didn't you burn your shoe or something?
Yeah. Then after you guys took off the other night, man, a cherry fell off my smoke right into the crack of my shoe, and it caught on fire, man.
Cool. When was that?
Friday, I think.
Thursday, okay. Friday, so it wasn't when you're in the RV.
No.
How are we managing with that?
Oh, by the way, I got power reestablished. The guys just came back out.
Did it die on you?
Yeah, the cord, you know, the generator's shaking so much, it shook the cord loose.
It's shaking. The generator's shaking?
The generator shook its own cord loose.
Yeah, it shook the cord right loose.
It disabled itself.
Yeah, because I noticed the microwave went dark and everything started shutting
down.
Tell
everybody why you're in the RV.
All right, Stan, we're doing a Toys for Tots drive. You buy a bicycle at the Estero Walmart from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. anytime. Donate it on Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Never mind, I'll take care of it.
You already did it.
You have a tough time conveying a thought.
No, man. I think the leather smell is getting to me.
Only smell getting to you.
Hey, Dave, by the way.
Sorry, man.
Make sure you save the packaging because it's got a receipt in there if you need to return them or anything.
So you can return them for the cash.
Shut up, Dick.
Now, last night at 8 o'clock, we locked Dave in an RV. I urge everybody, if you've got some time today on your way home from work, go to the Estero Walmart. You'll see him in a trailer, an RV. It's got K-Rock banners on it. Go over.
And that's where he lives.
Go over and say hi to him. He's locked in there until Friday afternoon, late afternoon. Last night was the coldest night of the season, and Dave was in there without power. And he had a rough night because he was full of energy drinks and nowhere to go.
I meant to ask you, Dave, you said a lady was coming by. Did she show?
No.
Yeah, she did. Certainly wasn't when I came by. Certainly was no lady when Junior came by. Certainly was no lady when your partner Roger Marley came by.
Guess it was a dead night. No, it was chilly last night. I could have used another body to warm up.
Yeah,
again,
a little
no
bit warmer,
that.
Huh?
Yeah, you damn right, Stan. You got yours.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying, man. You show up over here, and I'm like, hey, everybody's hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, and then you guys leave me alone, and I was so depressed.
Because I know you were mad when Stan said that he was going to stay there with his girlfriend and his cat, and as soon as the mics went off, you went, damn it, I had a lady coming.
Yeah, well, you know, I had something lined up, man, but then my, you know, I forgot I didn't have Wi-Fi service, and she doesn't know my other burner phone, so when I try to call from that phone, it doesn't register, so,
you're pathetic.
I'm not going to pick up.
You're absolutely pathetic.
No, I'm not,
pathetic.
Bro. Hey, I want to thank, you know what? Somebody.
No, he's a man with a 300 credit score.
Guess what? Yeah, we've had, 300, strong 300.
Damn right.
If we had one bike already donated today. If we don't get two or three more bikes, no generator tonight.
What?
If we don't get at least on this show three more bikes donated for Toys for Tots, I'll have the generator cut off.
Oh, dear God, no.
Because I know it runs for 6 hours on the gas tank, and trust me, people running out there filling that thing up with gas, not very fun. I will cut the generator.
Come on, man. Really?
And,
really?
And I'll do it in front of you. I'll pull my car up with the heat on high. And then I'll, I'll get out of the car, unplug the generator, and leave.
You're such a ball.
Yes, Junior?
We just had a gentleman drop off 12 bikes for you, Stan.
What?
We just had a gentleman drop off 12 bikes for you.
I don't see that. Where's the receipt?
Well, we have the bikes.
But we're not supposed to have the bikes.
We're not supposed to have the bikes.
The gentleman's right outside in the hallway here.
In a, red pickup.
I want you to shut up for a second, Dave.
Zito's talking to somebody.
Zito!
All right.
Who's he talking to out there? I don't have any proof of it.
Hold on.
I don't have
it. We got nowhere to put 12 bikes.
And can I also tell you this is a setup? What?
Beasley's outside. He walked some gentleman in that just donated 10 bikes.
And I want to see
But we don't have anywhere to put 10 bikes.
We just put them in the sales pit.
Now, I've seen the bikes
that there's nothing
are in
going
there.
On in there, so I guess we can put it there.
Yeah, nothing going on in the sales pit. We have plenty of room for bikes. I've seen the bikes that are in there. I want to see with my own
you
eyes.
You want to see the guy that donated them?
He just came now?
He's right here.
Is he a Stan and Haney listener?
He is.
Is he the guy from yesterday that said he was going to do it?
Yeah, he's the same guy.
Come on in, Clayton.
Hey, Clayton. Come over to this microphone right there, buddy. Whoa, you're a big guy. Here,
man.
That's got to be lifted up. Go ahead, pull it right up there. There you go. Clayton, you joking around? Did you bring 12 bikes?
10 bikes.
10 bikes.
You were brought some toys, too.
You're a good man.
You were the guy that called yesterday?
Yes.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, dude.
Guess who's spending the night with you?
I know, man. I saw him drive off.
Oh, you did? Did you?
Oh, yeah. I was waiting.
Yeah, I'm going to I'll have dinner tonight, and then I'll come by after I got a full belly.
Oh, come on, man. What
are you Mexican tonight?
Yep, I'll do Mexican. A lot of refried beans.
That's my favorite, man. Why are you going to do that to me?
You'll get some of it later on this evening if you catch my drift.
You know, I did make up a big pot of collard greens and some baked beans.
Yeah.
And
did you?
Yeah.
Did you, man?
You want some raw broccoli?
Yeah, bro.
Clayton.
Stan, you're in for it.
I'm talking to Clayton. Closing your yap. Clayton, thank you so much for your donation. It's going to a great cause, and I'm stuck in an RV tonight with Bonehead. So thank you so much. How big are you?
6'5".
What are you
bigger than 6'5".
You're bigger than 6'5".
Maybe, I don't know.
Junior, come over here. How tall are you?
I'm about like 6'5", something like
He's 6'5". Come over here. He's 6'5".
I think he's more like 6'4". I think D-Train's 6'5", and he's taller than both of them.
This guy can be a football player, a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah, bigger than Junior. You're
He's 6 inches
tall. You got him by a good 4 or 5 inches.
4 or 5 at least.
You're pushing 7 foot.
No.
Are you wearing boots right now?
Yeah, I got boots on.
Okay, well, yeah.
If this guy's in front of me, I could play quarterback.
Do you play sports?
Yeah, I used to play football at UCF.
That's where I'm from. I went to UCF.
Did
what
you?
Year did you play?
Well, I went 07, 08, and 09.
Oh, so O'Leary was the coach?
Yes.
What was that guy like?
He was a good coach.
Yeah.
He's an old school
Old
coach.
School.
Yep.
Were you a tackle or a guard?
Guard. I have short limbs. I'm 6'5", but I only have a 30-inch inseam.
What bowl game did you guys go to?
Big one when I was there was Liberty Bowl. We beat University of Georgia.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I remember.
How about
it.
Them dogs?
How about them?
It's a pleasure meeting you, Clayton, a fellow alum, a former UCF ball player. And how about them this year? What do you think? We got LSU in the Fiesta Bowl. What do you think?
Hey, besides quarterback going down, I think they're going to do all right.
I think they're going to do great. You
games.
Better believe it.
Yeah, but that quarterback, that's a good quarterback.
Yeah, we have a pretty good backup, though. Mm-hmm. He's doing all right, and boy, what a running game we got.
And plus, I think half the LSU guys won't play because it might hurt them for the draft.
Fine. I don't care. It's just win. Go Knights. Clayton, thank you so much, and thank you for your donation, and it means a great deal to us. Thank you so much.
You're awesome, man.
Merry Christmas. There he goes. There goes Clayton. Nice job. We're going to take it. Dave, I'm taking a break now. Is that all right?
No problem. Hey, it was funny, man, real quick about Clayton. When he came up to the RV.
He's a big guy.
Yes. I had to look out the window and look up at him because I was like, who? I was like, there's like a Yeti out here, man.
All right, so here's the deal. I'm going to go after the show. I'm going to go and have a nice, good, gassy meal. And then I'm going to get a little duffel bag and some of my things of creature comforts. And then I'm going to have them make sure that the bunk that I want is available. They had the big bed there, the big king bed, but
is that what you want?
No, because that's not comfortable enough for me. I hear the bunk beds in the RV are super comfortable. And
all right,
I'm gonna take whatever one you haven't been sleeping in is the one.
I've slept in all of them.
I thought you didn't sleep at all last night. You were too busy.
Well, I laid
up
down
on energy drink.
Dave, no, I laid down.
Dave, can I ask you an awkward question?
No, man, go for it.
Junior's been saying that when he went over there, all the lights were out, and that before you could get to Junior, he saw you pulling your pants up.
Yeah, the old...
No.
You're going
no,
for,
man.
Were you doing a little tuggy?
No, brother.
Yeah.
I was laying down, man.
You sure were.
In the dark. The
jeans
because,
at your
bro,
ankles.
Shut up, Stan. You don't know me.
Oh, I do. I do. Hey, we'll check in.
Are you wearing your new shoes now?
Not yet, man. No. I'm going to lace them up during the break.
Yeah.
Now, do they have the van sole on it so you can skate?
Oh, yeah, the waffle cone, man.
Sweet.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you so much.
Hey, what are you bringing tonight, Stan?
Nothing. Concentrate on donate. My birthday present to you is I'm hanging out with you. How's that grab you? And maybe I'll bring you some leftovers.
All right, we'll have a good time.
We'll have a blast. I can't wait. I can't wait. We'll talk to you in a little bit. How about getting some more bikes, okay?
All right, buddy.
All right, well, see you later, okay?
Yep, bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, I really will see you later. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Beasley Broadcasting would like to thank Stan and Haney for their decades of dedication to this radio station. We'd like to, but we won't.
Yep.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
That's about the size of it. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Today is Wednesday, and that means Are You Smarter Than Haney? But since we have Dave the Waterman locked up in an RV with nothing to do, let's see if he's there. Hey, Bonehead, are you there? Hey. Man, hey.
Look at that. Oh. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey. How are you?
All right, man.
All
what's
right.
happening?
Well, today's Smarter Than Haney Day, and Karen's in the studio with us. And we
Very
figured
good.
Since you're doing nothing, you're going to challenge Haney to Smarter Than Haney.
Awesome, bro.
Stan, can I ask you just a quick question?
Yeah.
Oftentimes, I hear you refer to Dave as Bonehead.
Yeah, he's a bonehead.
Why is that?
Because his head is hard as a bone, and there's nothing in it but black marrow.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do know
you
that.
You don't know me, bro.
I know you. Oh, why don't you go and show me in right to your face and pull out a tooth and show it to me? I don't know you, like Meg did on Family Guy.
Well, I got one loose.
Yep. I'll knock it out tonight.
You better be careful. He's got new shoes. He can run faster.
Yeah, like a PF Flyers.
Damn right. Like a cheetah.
All right. You know the categories, right?
Did you know it's Dave's birthday, Karen?
Hold it. Say hi to Karen, Dave.
Hey, what's up, Karen?
Hey, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
I did not know.
All right, we're going to. It's a special edition. We don't have a whole lot of time. Karen,
all right, what do we got?
Karen's your lifeline for one. category, all right? If you don't know it and you want to defer to Karen, she can answer it for you.
All right, brother.
Both you and Haney are going to have six categories: geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure, okay?
You got it.
And if one of you misses the category, the other one, if they don't have it, can steal and get the point, okay?
Got it.
All right, we're going to begin
with... Well, what does Dave get if he wins? I know I don't get anything, but...
I'll bring you a drink, a drink of your choice if you win.
Bro, bring me a burrito, man.
Maybe I'll bring you a burrito. Who's to say?
Sweet.
All right, don't worry about it. That's later on tonight after I have a full meal.
Shut up, man. That's not cool, bro.
Shut up. Let's play the game. And you know what? We have a lady in the room, so stop acting like an idiot.
I'm not, man.
All right. Haney, category...
Oh, we're just going to start.
Yeah, we're just going to go right into it.
Don't I get to go first?
No. And we do have the bells. If Dave or Haney answers correctly, he'll hear this. Incorrectly. Taking too much time, Dave.
I don't hear nothing.
And you should hear it fine.
I don't hear none all right, of bum, it. Bum, all bum, the there we go. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Jeez. Haney, category?
Geography.
Haney, what Spike Lee movie takes place on the hottest day of the year in Bedford? How do you say that word?
Bed-Stuy.
Yeah. No, it's Bedford.
Bedford-Stuyvesant?
Yep.
Yeah, Bed-Stuy.
What is it? What movie is that?
Is it She's Gotta Have It?
That's incorrect. Dave?
All right, brother.
What movie is that?
Repeat the question real quick, just a tidbit. White Man Can't Jump?
Incorrect. Do the right thing. Dave, geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Geography.
What did William and Ralph Foster start making in Melbourne, Australia in 1887?
What did they start making?
Listen carefully, Bonehead. What
Black Marrow.
What did William and Ralph Foster start making in Melbourne, Australia in 1887?
Foster's Grill?
Incorrect. Haney?
Beer.
Foster's. Do you ever have yourself a big oil can of Foster's?
Yeah, actually, I have, man.
Yeah, you sure have.
Speaking of food, dude, I'm hungry.
Haney's got control and the point. Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
You know what? Let's let Karen have a full plethora of categories to choose from.
Go ahead, Karen.
I'm just going to stick to entertainment,
all right,
please.
Entertainment for Haney.
La-da-da-da.
Let's see. I want to get a good one for Karen.
Yeah, set it up.
Why don't you shut up? This is not your category.
What is black marrow?
It's the stuff inside the bone.
So it's like a sticky black material where normally people have that big white brain. He's got sticky black marrow.
Yeah. shut up.
Shut up, man.
I'm trying to find the right one for Karen. I gotta go at least into
Can't you read, bro?
I gotta go at least in her age group.
Not cool.
Okay.
You need to go back to school, man.
Damn right.
Karen, for Haney.
Yes.
What rapper gave Snoop Dogg his start by having him rap on one of his albums?
Come on, man.
Dr. Dre?
You are correct. It is Dr. Dre. And
that made Dave mad.
Yeah. Dave, category.
Thank you, Karen.
You're very welcome.
That's very great, Karen. Entertainment, Stan.
Entertainment for Dave. Let me just hold on. All right. Dave, in entertainment, what song did Weird Al Yankovic parody with My Bologna?
My Sharona.
Correct.
You sang it to him.
I know. I know.
All he had to say is My Bologna, man.
Yeah, you knew that.
Going to the market now. Show me how. Gotta get a package of My Bologna.
Good job.
Hey, gonna sit by you. Another one rides a bus.
Haney, history, Arts and literature?
History.
History.
La-da-da-da.
What's up, girl? Shut up, Haney. In history, what Disney character appeared in the Forest Service's fire prevention campaign before Smokey Bear? What Disney character appeared in the Forest Service's fire prevention campaign before Smokey Bear? A Disney character.
And that goes way back. I'm just going to play it safe and say Mickey Mouse.
Incorrect. Dave, you can steal it. And you know, his mouth is all open and slack-jawed.
No, I'm thinking, bro. All right, Disney character played a fire prevention guy before Smokey the Bear. All right, I don't know.
Stalling.
I don't even know any Disney
characters. Okay, you don't. Of course not. You don't know any Disney characters.
I've never been there, man.
Anybody want to have a guess?
Is it the bear from the Jungle Book?
No. What Disney Goofy? Film had a big fire in it?
Oh, there's one.
Bambi.
Yes, it's Bambi.
Oh, come on.
Bambi. Dave, you got control. What do you want?
What do we got?
You only have one, entertainment, and that was thanks to Karen.
All right, let's go back to geography, man.
Geography. What is both a national park and a 1973 movie starring Sissy Spacek and Martin Sheen?
Oh, my God! What year was it? 76? 73?
What is both a national park and a 1973 movie starring Sissy Spacek and Martin Sheen?
Man, there's a couple of good ones. That's not that one. Oh, not Sequoia.
All right, you're done. No, you don't know it. Haney, you have the category, but do you know?
I don't know. Yellowstone?
Badlands.
Oh, come on.
Haney, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
History.
History for Haney. Da-da-da. How's that generator running?
Like a kitten.
Hold on.
Oh, I got the water heater on for you, buddy.
Jeez. All right, Haney, in history, name one of the two U.S. states that do not have counties. Name one of the two U.S. states that does not have counties.
Why are you yelling, Dave?
Why are you yelling?
Sorry, man. I'm sorry.
What's the matter?
Because I know this.
Well, that's not your question. Don't have counties. Two states, Haney, don't have counties. Name one of them.
Well, I know one of them right off the top of my head is Louisiana.
You are correct. That's all you have to answer. And you got the answer correct. Yes, Louisiana has parishes. Alaska is divided into boroughs. That was the other state.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten Alaska.
Dave, geography, all right. History, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Let's go for science and nature.
Science and nature. Science! Yes.
Science!
Shut up. Dave, an Appaloosa is a breed of what animal?
Aardvark?
Incorrect. He's Haney?
Horse.
Damn it!
Science and nature. Haney, you have arts and literature and sports and leisure.
My two favorites.
Yeah.
Let's go arts and literature.
All right. I won't even bother you with that one. All right, here we go, Haney. This is a good one in arts and literature. Which is not a real magazine?
Oh.
Shut up! See what I got to deal with, Karen?
I understand.
You see how he can get under one skin? Haney, which is not...
Is he even there?
What are you doing, Dave?
You got t-shirts for us? Not even paying attention.
He's not paying attention. Who's come... Tell him you don't have a t-shirt.
Hold on.
I don't have anything,
bud. He's locked in an RV.
I'm sorry, man. I have nothing. All right, thank you, sir. Yeah.
Donate a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you tell him that? You're holding a cold conversation with him.
The guy is loaded.
Okay, bombed. Why didn't you invite him in for one of those beers Zito brought by for you?
Very funny. very funny.
Haney, which is not a real magazine? Garden and Gun? Y'all, the magazine of Southern people? All-Star Cribs or Crappy World, which is not a real magazine? You want to hear him again?
No.
All right.
All-Star Cribs.
You are absolutely correct. It is, and you got arts and literature. Very good. Dave, you got a bunch of categories here because you're not doing very well.
No, I'm not.
Pick one. Stoogie.
Karen, help me out.
He has me.
All right, go ahead, Karen.
What does he have available?
A lot of them. geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Let's do science and nature.
Science.
Okay, this is a simple one. I mean, okay. Even if you have to guess, this is for Dave. In science and nature, Karen, what animal attacked Napoleon Bonaparte on his wedding night in bed?
A raccoon?
Incorrect. Anybody want to?
Snake?
No.
Spider?
No. His bride, Josephine's dog, bit him in the leg.
Oh.
Hit him in the leg. Haney, for the
stupid
match.
Stupid animals.
Shut up. Haney, for the match, and to absolutely crush a lazy, preoccupied, thinking about nothing in that bonehead of his.
Black marrow.
Yep, a lot of
man,
black
come
marrow.
Come
on. You have sports and leisure. Let's see. I'm reading. Haney, what popular 80s video game was the subject of a documentary called The King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters?
No!
Jeez.
Is he done?
I don't know. Are you done bitching and whining?
I'm good.
Okay.
Donkey Kong.
Would you agree with that, Dave?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it is, and he just won the game.
Damn. Man.
What a game.
Was brutal.
Yeah, it was. He slaughtered you.
I know. I had quite a few of them right, though, I'm telling you.
No, where, when, how?
The ones he didn't know.
Yeah, the ones
he didn't get.
The ones I didn't get asked.
Of course.
I was like, okay.
So they all say.
Let me see.
Well, we were keeping count, Dave, and I believe you got one.
Look at this, y'all.
Legitimately, yeah.
I'll talk to you later, Dave, okay?
All right, buddy. See you guys.
Bonehead. There he goes. Karen, thank you
so much.
You were very good today. You're on the ball today.
Stan, can I have just a second? I've got a song in my head,
sure.
And I just need to...
Sure.
If it'll play. There we go.
We'd like to introduce to you a gentleman that we're very happy and proud to have along with us, both... My brother Freddie here on Trombone and myself. We would like for you to meet our dad, Mr. Jack Asunto, Papa Jack.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're a fantastic audience.
And we're going to get away from a little bit of the traditional stuff and do something that was just written just a few years ago by Meredith Wilson.
Sure.
For his... hit Broadway show Music Man.
Okay.
We'd like to do for you our version, which doesn't mean anything. It don't, because it's a mess. It really is. It's a tune called 76 Trombones. Minus 74.
The original. Dukes of Dixie.
Especially when Dad's there.
Yeah.
Woo!
Wonder how Dave likes that.
I don't care.
Black marrow.
Yeah. You can go and cut the bone in half and scrape it right out. Karen, thank you.
Of course.
We're going to take a little break for you. News headlines.
I think that's now my official celebration music.
4 o'clock, Fluffer, your emails. We'll also check traffic. Stan and Haney.
How did you know that was the Dukes of Dixieland?
I know. I'm going to tell you a story outside.
That's pretty impressive.
Thank you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Do you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain?
Then why don't you go pound some sand up your ass, you boob, ya?
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Last night, today, tomorrow, Friday. Big doings here at K-Rock and Beasley Broadcasting. As you know, we have locked Dave the Waterman in an RV until we raise enough bikes for Toys for Tots. And then the big day is Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Estero Walmart. Drop off your bike that day, and we can release Dave back into the wild because he's locked in the RV until late Friday afternoon. And we want to thank RV Rentals of Southwest Florida and LaBelle for that. Nice RV. Because our main man, Clayton, dropped off, as he promised he would, 10 bikes for Toys for Tots. After I have a nice meal with my girlfriend, contemplate, meditate a little bit, I'll be heading over to the RV.
In other words, taking your own sweet time.
Yeah, and I will climb in and spend the night locked in the RV with Dave.
And do whatever you like.
Whatever I like. Wherever I want to lay down, whatever I want to do, I'm going to have all my comforts of home. He gets none of it. All right?
Boy, that Clayton was something, wasn't he?
Man, he's huge.
He walked in the room, and I immediately thought, this guy is either a wrestler or an offensive lineman.
Yep.
One of the two.
UCF alum, played in the Liberty Bowl. Beat Georgia that year. I remember it well. My buddy Kyle lives up in Atlanta. Big Georgia fan.
How about them, dog?
Yeah, how about them? They got beat that year by UCF.
There's always something fun about serving up shut-up juice to a passionate fan base.
Yep. Oh, nothing better. Xfinity. Oh, they know, they're well aware that you got family coming in for the holidays. Maybe grandma and grandpa coming in, the cousins coming in, and they all want to be watching and doing something.
Hey, can you give me your Wi-Fi password?
Yep.
And I just need to check my email.
Yeah, got five or six people at the same time, all on different devices. No need to worry. That's why Xfinity delivers the best Wi-Fi experience and the most reliable
internet.
It can
handle it.
Yep. So you can fight over leftovers instead of bandwidth. Not going to happen with Xfinity. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile and include it with your internet. And a new kind of wireless network that automatically connects you with the most Wi-Fi hotspots in millions of places and the best 4G LTE everywhere else.
And they're always thinking and moving forward with new stuff.
Celebrate the holiday with this special offer. Get Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save big when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Just go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY. Or better yet, go to your Xfinity store. There's one nearby. Restrictions apply.
Restrictions apply.
Let's get you updated on traffic. Our first look at traffic this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All righty. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Pentland Way and Heather Ridge. Wherever that is. If you live in that area, you know where it is. Bonita. Crash. Bonita Beach Road, southeast at Racetrack Road. And in Fort Myers Beach, crash, 1100 block of Estero Boulevard. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour.
Oh, we've just been joined by Jeff Zito. Something going on, Jeff? Or are you just hanging out?
Don't make him talk too much. He's got the cold that we have.
Well, he's got Marley's disease.
Yeah, and it's in the throat.
But he just, I thought he might want something.
Oh, I was just going to see if you wanted me to let Dave out of the hole.
What, give him some yard time?
Yeah.
We got a ball we can throw at him?
You want me to pick him up something to eat?
Well, he wanted a burrito, and you still need to get him that other beer.
The third beer?
Yeah.
Maybe get him a burrito.
Burrito?
A burrito is what he wanted.
He likes them from the gas station.
The third beer.
So now we gotta run around.
Yeah, that's what it's turning in. Yeah. And then, well, you suggested, just like any prisoner, 15 minutes of yard time.
I think that's a legality, I think.
Yeah. So if you want to let him out for 15 minutes to stretch his legs.
I'll head over there.
All right. Let me know when you're over there.
As long as you're supervising.
Yeah. Do not let him run off. If we have to put a collar on him, we will. Don't let him run off.
All right.
He has to be within like a 10-foot circumference of the RV.
And he will test you.
Yeah, he will run.
Guys, I bought him breakfast this morning. I went, bought him beers this afternoon. Kept an eye on him.
Jeez, this guy.
I almost feel like I may be being taken advantage of a little bit right now.
Oh, yeah, you are.
It happens.
Yeah.
He's very good.
Done with it.
Once he starts realizing that he's got, you know, somebody to supply him with that stuff.
The birthday thing.
Yep. He'll wear it into the ground.
Dude, it's my birthday.
I felt sorry for him for a minute. Now I don't.
Dave, you there? Hey. Hey. Hey.
What?
Hey.
Whoa. Who's in the RV with you?
Nobody, man. I was just watching the ambulance go down the road.
Okay,
man.
Hey. Zito is coming over to give you 15 minutes of yard time.
Sweet.
And do you need anything? Because you've been using him left and right.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Yeah, what did he bring you for breakfast?
I had two Egg McMuffins, bro.
Yeah.
Nice.
And now you want him to bring you more stuff, huh?
Well, whatever he's got in his car.
Well, you wanted a burrito, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Stan was going to bring me in.
No, I'm not. You're not going to use me like you use Zito.
Okay, well, I'm shutting the water heater off, man.
No, I'll turn it back on.
Dave, look, I want you to be honest about something, though.
What's that, bud?
Since you've been at the RV, have you been eating better than you normally do?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dude, hey, I got to thank Lisa also coming by earlier, man. She brought me two sandwiches. What the hell?
I thought she didn't like you anymore.
No. What are you talking about?
Some of the stories I've heard, I'll make them public.
Shut up, man.
It was when you had your FCC meeting, I thought everything.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Not now.
I saw sandwiches.
So I got peanuts.
Yeah, sandwiches.
I saw
I got sandwiches,
cake.
Peanuts. I got stuff. I got some utensils. I got a birthday cake, too, man.
You know what? Yeah.
This is working out well for you, Dave.
Yeah. Hey, man, you going to have some birthday cake with me later, Stan?
No, I ain't eating your birthday cake. I'll bring my own cake.
Man.
Now, what have you seen in there?
His refrigerator is stocked.
I mean, man.
He has water. He's got drinks. He's got a birthday cake, like you said.
So he's got utensils to eat that with?
Boar's head sandwiches.
Ooh.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, this is probably...
He's better off in the RV.
He is. He's enjoying this. This is like a birthday present.
Dude, I got fruit. I got banana.
I don't know. Should I come and stay there tonight, or should I cut off some things that you have, like the generator, or take some of that food out of there?
Don't you dare, man.
Do you want to?
I suffered last night pretty damn bad, man.
Oh, you big
Let
baby.
Let me enjoy for a second.
Do you want some yard time?
Yeah, man. Can I go outside?
Not until Jeff comes.
Be there in a minute.
Okay, no more than a 10 feet circumference
and
around.
Don't run.
Yeah, and don't run or I'll put a collar and choke chain on you.
Oh, I got to put on the new shoes, man. Sweet.
Oh, hell yeah. Jeez. Maybe Zito can take a picture of your new kicks.
Yeah, bro. Hold on.
We'll video Dave, kind of getting a little exercise.
All right.
Get some weights out there.
All right. He'll see you in a
few minutes. Shoot some hoops.
Hey, bro. He'll see you in a few minutes. All right. Lay off the energy drinks.
I haven't had none. What a douche, man.
Just beginning.
Yeah. Fun hasn't even started yet.
Let's look at some headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
There are things going on in the world right now that would have been considered an impossibility, unthinkable when we were kids.
It's true.
A 9-year-old girl called 911. Why?
Why?
She didn't appreciate it when her parents told her to clean her room.
Jeez.
So law enforcement had to get involved. Police receive a noise complaint about video games. Not only did they not get in trouble, the cops wound up joining in on the fun.
All right.
It's like when I got the cops called on me when I was cranking the Allman Brothers.
Yeah, man.
And they come to the door and you got to turn that down. And then the other cop goes, I don't know, man. You've got good taste in music. Maybe just turn it down a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll be damned if I'm going to tell somebody to turn the Allman Brothers off.
Rock on.
You know, it's a cliche, but it's a cliche because it's true. You can never seem to get that pothole fixed.
That's right.
Well, one woman managed to get a pothole fixed by putting a Christmas tree in it.
Oh, how nice. Happy holidays, season's greetings.
I am so grateful that we don't have to deal with snow and all the mayhem and nonsense that accompanies it. A man beats his car with a bat to punish it for breaking down and then is busted for drunk driving.
Of course he is.
Out there in the snow swinging a bat. And finally, a man is found guilty of rubbing his co-worker's sandwich on his body as he pleasured himself.
Yeah. Enjoy those boar's head meats.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you.
Enjoy that sandwich.
Yep.
Especially when he opens it up and goes, I didn't order salami.
Yeah. Yeah, we got enough time to do the...
It smells like Polish sausage.
4 o'clock fluffer, brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
Miley Cyrus. Blames her mommy, Tish,
the dish,
for getting her back on pot. Mm-hmm. What? With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs your parents are stoners.
Top signs your parents are stoners.
Just when you thought they couldn't possibly be less cool, they just walked through the door with a new vape pen. Your mom dropped out of the garden club and signed up for an over 60 ultimate frisbee league. Your mom brought Doritos to Thanksgiving. What are you giggling at?
Absolute law.
Or was that
line.
More of a chortle?
Yeah, chortle.
Or a guffaw.
Stan, can you make sure Dave winds up with a black eye tonight? It's his birthday.
I love it.
Why would he want him to wake up with a black guy?
And this person said, I want to let everybody know that Dave is not in an RV. He's in a travel trailer. Much more luxurious.
You've learned they blew your college fund on Visine and Funyuns. The only thing they want for Christmas is clean urine. Mama.
Ah.
They ask you to sign a petition making Bob Marley's birthday a national holiday. For your birthday, they take you to see a Laser Floyd show. And finally, the very top sign, your parents are stoners.
Yes.
Your friends really, really love your mom's brownies.
We sure do.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock one.
Elvis has left the building.
Yeah, too,
Freddy.
Baby.
All right, we got to take a break.
No guardian?
No. Well, I do have but we're short on time.
Jesus.
Because Dave, the waterman, ate it all up. I just want to say that.
Are there any hot words from the guardian?
Let me look at quick hot words. It's I'm back, the guardian, because he got drunk and lost his phone. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Got Pelosi and Schumer in this one.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this. This part of the letter. Okay, now on to Dave. I have been very critical of him, not because I don't like him, but because he has not taken advantage of all the opportunities that he has had. Now, here's what I believe. Dave will do good for a while, but eventually he will crash and burn. I hope not, Until he proves himself in the long run, I'm going to be a skeptic of Dave's. Remember, a star shines brightest right before it burns out. That's all for now. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
I agree. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Next on Locked Up Abroad. Two unwitting men sign a shady employment contract with a mysterious man known as Beasley. Two decades later, They're still living with the consequences.
Yep.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. As you know, we've got Dave locked up in an RV. Well, travel trailer is what one listener said. Much more luxurious. Until we raise enough bikes for Toys for Tots. Big day is Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday at the Estero Walmart. Make sure you drop off your bike. We want to get as many bikes as we can. And then, and only then, will we release Dave from the RV. Thanks to RV Rentals of Southwest Florida and LaBelle for supplying us with the friendly confines where Dave is spending the evening. And apparently, because Clayton brought 10 bikes by the radio station today, I'll be spending the evening with him this morning. We'll check in with him in a little bit because I guess he's getting some yard time. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. Cape Coral. Got an accident. Skyline Boulevard and 15th Street. Lehigh Acres, crash, Lee Boulevard, right there at the Keys Cardiology. And on Fort Myers Beach, still working a crash. Estero Boulevard, right by the Truly Scrumptious. And you are up to date. Dave, are you there?
He's not, Stan. He's getting a little exercise.
Oh, it's Zito. You're with Dave right now. So you let him out of the RV for some yard time.
Gave him a little exercise. Got Brad Beasley in the RV right now.
Yeah, because I understand. I saw Brad Beasley, and apparently he had some snacks for Dave.
Yeah, he brought him some snacks, and, you know, Dave's holding court, you know, outside, you know, how he does with the chicks.
Yeah, You know, I noticed one thing, Zito, with you, with your cold and you have laryngitis, you sound a lot like Brad Beasley. I didn't know if it was Brad.
Yeah,
very Brad-like.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah, man. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, Brad. Where's my raise?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a funny joke, Stan.
Wait, is there any way that we can get a microphone to him so I can see how he's doing?
Who, Dave?
Dave.
What's up, dude?
What are you doing, man?
What's happening, boys?
What are you doing? How's yard time?
Yeah, dude, it's not, dude, thank God some chicks came up to say hello during yard time, man.
Yeah, did you put a move on them?
No, I'm telling you what, bro.
Yeah, man.
There's one name.
Yeah.
Shut up, man.
Yeah, one name come to the trailer tonight, man.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm going to crimp your style.
I dare you.
I got to take a phone call. Stay on the line here. Hold on.
All right.
Ahoy.
Hey, brother.
Look at this. It's the hack of Hancock. What's going on, buddy?
Man, just trying to make it through. You know, it's been... You know what my favorite song is right now?
What's that?
My Merle Haggard. If we make it through December.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with it. Yeah, buddy, we're in the middle of doing a thing with Dave the Waterman. He's in an RV. Dave, can you hear the caller?
Absolutely, man, absolutely.
Okay, good.
I can't hear him, so it don't matter.
You can't hear him? I'm going to make sure you hear him. Hold on, let me try this. Let me see if this...
Yeah, fix it, buddy.
Don't worry about what I'm doing. How about now? Can you hear him? Talk, Dave.
Can you hear me now?
Real peaceful. I can't hear a word from him.
You can't? I got it. You can hear him, Dave, right?
Yeah, I hear him, but now I've got a reverb.
All right, let me take that out. Then that don't matter. Did it go away?
Yeah, now we're gone.
All right.
I don't hear that jackass.
Oh, is that who I think it is?
Yeah. Probably better off that way.
What's your deal, buddy? I mean, we're trying to do a thing. Dave's got some yard time. We're trying to raise bikes for toys for tots. What's your problem?
Yeah, well, you know, normally I'm kind of on Dave's side because he's the only one that calls you out.
Yeah, and he's good people.
Well, I used to think so. But I'd like to know what the hell makes him such a damn hero.
Yeah, what makes you such a damn hero, Dave?
Look what I am doing, brother.
Yeah,
I am locking myself in a trailer for over 72 hours.
Do you know this guy lives in a trailer 365?
I still don't hear a word of it.
He don't have an explanation. What's the problem with him being locked up?
Hey.
Well, remember, I can't hear what he's saying, so help me God. If he says something bad about me, I'll go right down to Walmart and kick his ass in the next week.
I dare you.
When was the last time you went down to Walmart down here in Estero, Bubba?
Sorry, Brad. Oh, I've never had the pleasure.
But you're going to do it.
I understand it's beautiful. Now, I've been to one for Myers.
Yeah.
I went over when they opened up the new one in Cape Coral, because at that time, it was a bit of an oddity that you would have it where it had the grocery store in there, too. But all of them didn't have it back then, see?
Uh-huh.
And it was like Disney World opening when they opened a new Walmart over there in Cape Coral. I remember that as a big day.
Okay, all right. You got a problem with him in an RV?
Yeah, what's the deal,
my
man?
My question is, what makes him some sort of Christmas time hero just because he's staying in an RV in the parking lot of Walmart? People do that all the time.
Wait a second. He's locked what, in. He can't go out. He can't go
I'm
out.
I'm raising bikes for toys for Tots, Mr. North Fort Myers.
What the hell
don't you understand
he's
it?
Trying to prove.
Well, he's locked in, and I'm going to be staying with him tonight, too, by the way.
Yeah, I'm shutting the hot water heater off right now.
You want to come by and hang out? We'll drink a few beers in front of him.
Hell yeah.
Well, I reckon if I could find a ride down that way, I might just do that, because I'd be willing to bet, $17 that what he's staying in is nicer than what I live in.
Look, I don't care what you live in and what you don't. He's right now in a travel trailer. And you live in a anchored down double wide with whatever woman you got right now and your two dogs.
That's right, Stan.
Yeah, well, all you have to do is if somebody hitched it up and put wide load on the back, it'd go right down the road.
It sure would. So this is nothing to you. You think you could do this?
People all over the country do this because Walmart, I don't know if it's changed. But back in 08, when everybody got kicked out of their houses, Walmart would let anybody camp overnight in their parking lot.
That's true. Now let me ask you, Bubba, regardless of what Dave's doing, and he's got some nice digs over there, I guarantee better than yours. But would you like to donate a bike for Toys for Tots so that we can gather them up on Friday?
Sure, just as soon as somebody donates the money to buy one to me.
You're the one that's supposed to use your money as charity to get a bike for a needy kid. Don't you even remember when you were a little kid and you had your brother there and your stepdad and you hoped every year under the tree there'd be a bicycle and every year you were disappointed and didn't get one?
No, sir, because we took initiative.
We knew
that we wouldn't be getting no bicycles, so we took care of ourselves. We go out and steal one.
You don't steal a bike. You don't steal a bike. If
I had a nickel for every bike I stole,
Okay. Don't you feel the need that some little kid doesn't have to do that like you had to? I mean, after all, that's what drove you to the bottle.
Well, Part of me feels that way, but the other part says, you know what, brother? It's a hard, cold world. And I bet you Dave's trailer don't have holes in it.
Well, you know what? Fix your trailer. He's got a nice new one.
Fix your trailer up, man.
I
duct tape it as good as I can.
You duct tape it. Oh, my God.
Get some silicone, man. Silicone the holes closed.
Where are you right now, brother?
I am in hell.
You're in hell? Why are you in hell?
Because I live there.
In your trailer. Who are you living with?
This bitch named Jody.
Yo, where'd you meet her?
At the bar.
Uh-huh. And she...
She just moved down here a couple months ago from Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And she punched me in the mouth last night because I called her Grody Jody.
But how does she go from coming down here from Ohio living in your trailer dump?
Well, first of all, she's female. She's about 30 years younger than me, but she does have a bum eye.
Glass?
No, it just looks off on its own. It's not connected to the other eye.
Does she have any kids?
Yeah, but they're still in Ohio. She left them with her sister, who evidently is so much better than her. She's been a big disappointment.
Okay, so she moved in with you in your trailer. And how is that a living hell other than her punching you?
I heard her on the phone. Turns out she was on with her mama. I thought she was talking to her ex-husband, the curse word she was throwing around.
And she's living with you. Does she work?
Yeah, she works on the weekends, late at night.
Yeah, and does she contribute to the trailer? You know, the food and the cleaning up or anything like that?
Nah, not too much. I don't think she'll last too much longer here. The only reason she's here now is because she went and got a Christmas tree.
So you have a Christmas tree in your trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah, decorated? Yeah,
it's a pretty nice one, too, because I was going to show her the door, but then I come home one day, and I got a gold Christmas tree put up.
Wow.
I said, you know what? That sure is pretty. I think I'll enjoy that for a month.
Uh-huh. And so after that, she's gone.
As far as I'm concerned, okay. You know, who knows what she's got up there.
Wait a second. I know that you have always said anybody that comes in your trailer, what is it, gas, grass, or ass?
Damn right.
Oh, yeah, she grossed me out, man. I lock my door at night because I can't trust her. I'm afraid I'll wake up with a knife to my throat, but
she really don't
mind.
No?
Yeah, I don't want none of that no more, but I do like the Christmas tree, so I'll just let it be for now.
Are you getting her a Christmas present?
Oh, hell no. Her Christmas present is called a bologna sandwich every day.
Is she getting you a Christmas present?
Well, I consider the Christmas tree to be my Christmas present. I think the greatest Christmas present she can do is to stop trying to burn down my trailer.
Let me ask you something, pal. When was the last time, and I'm being serious here, when was the last time somebody gave you a nice Christmas gift?
That was probably Tammy at the bar.
What'd she give you?
She gave me a whole package of Hall's Menthol Lipton.
For your cold?
Well, it's because I've been doing Christmas karaoke so hard, my voice was starting to get stressed. And Tammy said, hey, baby, you don't want to hurt your beautiful voice. That's your moneymaker, Daddy. You better have something called Menthol Lipton.
Oh, that reminds me. Do you have a Christmas?
And you know what?
What?
I looked her in the eye and I said, Tammy, I love you.
Yep.
If you weren't such a fat pig, I'd marry you.
Now, do you have any Christmas specialties going on at the bar, singing karaoke? What do you got going there? Christmas Jubilee?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's whatever, because they got a subscription service, it's whatever, come on the CD. And a lot of this stuff, they want to keep it new and contemporary, but I didn't even know Ricky Martin did Christmas music,
well,
and I don't want nothing to do with
it. It's you filling in the voice, aren't you? There's no,
yeah,
Ricky Martin.
Like, I don't think you got bongo drums on Christmas songs. I'm just opposed
Let
to
me
it.
Ask you this. Do you think maybe in other countries they celebrate Christmas? Maybe a Christmas song with a little Latin flair?
I don't know. You know what they do. As far as I know, all they want to do is walk around Mecca.
You're talking about a different religion.
See, I happen to believe in our Lord and Savior,
all
Jesus
right.
Christ.
Oh, you know,
I don't care what those other people do.
I don't want to get into this with you. I mean, do the Christmas songs that you want. If somebody's Jewish, Muslim, it doesn't matter. Latin, like the Hispanic music.
Hey. Don't you throw the Jews in with the Muslims. The Jews are good people.
Buddhists, maybe, Sikhs. You know, they all have their own thing.
Well, now, looky here. The Buddhists don't bother nobody.
Well, you're not certainly going to sing a Buddhist Christmas song, are you, at karaoke night?
And all the Sikhs want is to be able to walk around with their swords and have a turban on.
All
right. A lot of people mistake them for the Muslims.
So what's the big problem about doing a Latin Christmas song, whether it's Ricky Martin or anybody else?
Because
they're Christians.
I just told you it's sacrilegious.
It is not. Latins believe in Jesus.
My God, I didn't take you for a liberal left-winger.
I'm not saying anything. You know who was in this radio station and sang stuff? Jose Feliciano and Feliz Navidad, that stuff. You wouldn't sing
well,
that?
Well, now, looky here. Different. That's different.
Well, how's
because
that different?
Jose Feliciano is an American.
Yes, he's a Latin American.
Well, you're going to make me say it, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to make you say anything. I don't want to.
You're going to make me. Well, the problem is Ricky Martin's homosexual. Now,
all
I don't
right,
like
I didn't
homosexual.
Ask you to go and bring. So that's the reason. You won't sing a song that is well-known and it's a gay person singing it.
Especially somebody that is flamboyant as Ricky Martin.
What about Johnny Mathis?
Well, now that's different. Because
how's that different?
Because he was respectful, he tried to act normal,
okay.
And nobody had an idea about it until much later, and it was revealed without his knowledge.
I can't do it. You there, Dave? You there? Who's there? Anybody there? Dave, you know why do I even bother trying? Dave, I can hear you. Dave,
we're here.
What the hell's going on, Zito? Where is he, and what's he doing?
Dave's putting on his shoes.
Oh, and so everybody's got to say, will you please take a picture of them? Because everybody around here wants to see his shoes.
Sure.
Meanwhile, we're trying to get bikes for kids.
Yeah, you know, I was just trying to get him a little exercise.
Bad mistake.
I know. Now he's kind of gone rogue.
Yeah, I warned you, don't let him get too far away from the trailer. He'll run.
We're going to lock him back up.
Please lock him back up. Please.
Yeah.
All right, Zito.
Yeah.
And I feel better. Okay, buddy?
I'll take a picture of these shoes for you.
All right, brother. How's Brad doing?
He's still here. He's
really? Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he eating the snacks he brought for Dave?
No. He's. We just had a very personal chat, to be honest with you.
Really? What did he have to say?
I don't know if I can tell you just yet, but but I got one on him.
I'll talk to you later.
See ya.
All right, see if I go see Dave because he's going to get locked back up. See, you put him out outside the trailer for a little while, and he starts going nuts. All right, we'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock, idiots.
96 K-Rock.
Morgan & Morgan, dial #529 on your cell phone. Pound law, that's all.
K-Rock. Every once in a while, we get an email or a phone call from a listener accusing us of being in a bad mood. It's a simple misunderstanding, really. This is our good mood. The bad mood is, well, unairable. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. Jeff Zito has returned. He has locked Dave back up after 15 minutes of yard time. Didn't I tell you? You let him out, he's going to run on you.
Yeah, he almost got away from me, but I got him.
Jeez, as soon as he gets outside, he's just...
And he's got his new shoes, so he thinks he can run
did
fast.
Did we get a picture of the new shoes?
My phone just died.
Man. Junior, you won't be able to see the new shoes.
Nice.
Look at this. Look at this.
Great.
Him emerging from his hole. Is that posted on Facebook?
It's up on Facebook.
All right, good. Buffoon. Oh, did you see the picture I took of him last night? When I went and visited him, he was getting a little cold. He was a little chilly, and so he needed this. It's him warming himself at the gas stove. What a buffoon. He's in there until Friday, late afternoon. We are keeping him held under lock and key until we get enough donated bikes for the Toys for Tots.
You know, he is in luxurious accommodations.
It's in there.
He's being fed. He's the center of attention.
Yep, he loves every second of it.
And Jeff Zito said it, and I agree with him. This may very well be the best birthday Dave has ever had.
Hands down.
But you and I were talking yesterday. This travel trailer from RV Rentals of Southwest Florida and LaBelle, pretty nice. You perked up when you saw this baby. This was nice.
This is first class. We were looking for some, you know, shabby accommodations for
Dave.
They
don't have that.
They don't.
They only have good stuff.
This is really, really nice.
I mean, it's got everything. It's got a sofas in there.
See, I'm fascinated by those.
King size bed, too. Bunk beds.
I want one. I wonder what the number is on a brand new one of those.
I don't know, but
it's like the idea that you can just get up and go at any time.
You need a big truck, though, to haul that one. That's where you get one of those big Ford F-350s.
Yeah.
And go.
You're talking about a king cab?
A king cab, something that's got a good strong hitch on it. I wouldn't recommend like a little Ford Fiasco to tow it around. You need a big, giant pickup truck.
But your boy Aaron Walker's got some big old.
Oh yeah,
you Nissan.
Better. Yes, indeed, they got that could tow that thing around. Oh, by the way, Aaron Walker from Naples Nissan,
mm-hmm.
going to be coming into the studio tomorrow afternoon around 3:00. You think you've been impressed by some of the bike donations? Wait till you see what they're doing down at Naples Nissan and Aaron Walker. He's, you know, and this should be a fair notice to all the other dealerships and all that out there that advertise on K-Rock. Aaron Walker, personal friend of ours, we said, you know what, Toys for Tots. He said, I'm going to be there, and I got a number I'm throwing at you.
Mm-hmm.
You think, is this enough?
And then he throws in anybody donates 3 bikes, they get a 3-day rental.
Yep, 3-day car rental in a brand new Nissan just for donating bikes. Now, here, very quickly before we do the news and traffic, you say to yourself, "Well, I want to do that. How can I do that? Get a bike for a kid." You know, say from the ages of training wheel age up to like 11, 12 years of age. Get the bike. We only are saying have the bike at the Estero Walmart Friday afternoon. Have the bike just put
or,
in.
Or morning.
Or
six A to six P.
Yep.
They'll be ready for
just
them.
Bring the bike down. Now you say, well, you know, can I buy a bike? You sure can. Go into the Estero Walmart, buy a bike. Put it out there for Toys for Tots, maybe. And we and Shark Girl was the same way. She said, "I want to go buy a bike for Toys for Tots. Can I go online, have it there at the Estero Walmart on Friday for pickup for Toys for?" Yeah, go online, specify that you want it at the Estero Walmart, Estero Boulevard and 41. Right here next to the radio station, say that's where you want the bike sent to for pickup, and you can do it that way. So just think of this as bring us bikes for Friday.
And
any way you can do it.
So easy to do.
And I want to just say, you know, when we do this kind of situation with the whole company, some people... Some morning shows on some other stations try to make it some kind of a competition. And I'm not going to say any names.
Big Mama.
But, you know, some stations gear towards housewives and millennials. We gear towards grown-ass men that are making money.
And know what it's like for a kid to have a bike under the tree.
Got a good job.
Yep.
So... They're trying to challenge us, other stations, but we're
going
to blow them out of the water when they hear about Aaron Walker's donation.
Surprise, surprise. That's tomorrow at 3. Pardon, we're all sick.
Thank you, Roger Marley.
Thanks, Rog.
By the way, we just got a text, and it's about as simple as it can be. Buy the bike right now online. Have it shipped to the Walmart in Estero on Friday. Buy it right now. buy the bike, have it there on Friday. We want to go and load those trucks up with the Marines and the Toys for Tots. We want to have a bunch of bikes. Think about it when it was Christmas and a little kid, maybe it was your kids, maybe it was you as a kid, having that bike under the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it gave you independence. Gave you a little bit of freedom. No, I don't have to. I got the bike. And there are a lot of needy kids can't get a bike. Parents don't make enough money. They're unable to provide a bike under the tree.
They're not shipped off somewhere either. They stay right here.
Yep. And by the way, because Clayton, UCF alum, dropped off 10 bikes today, I'm going to spend the evening with Dave in the trailer, like I said I would.
That'll be great.
Yeah, we'll see who rules that roost. You know, the way I feel, there's only going to be one stepping out of that trailer.
Who will emerge?
Yeah, who will emerge? Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things. North Fort Myers got a crash. Bayshore Road and Euclid Avenue. And then in Lehigh Acres, crash, 10th Street and Joel Boulevard, and you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis, David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, December 12th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you did not know.
All right.
Especially today, you hear a lot about left wing or right wing. Are you on the left? Are you on the right?
Right.
Where does that come from?
That's a good question. Because we always associated left with your commies and pinkos.
Mm-hmm.
Your rights with it's the right thing to do.
The term left wing and the term right wing originate with the French Revolution in 1789. People who supported the king sat on the right side of the president. People who wanted a revolution sat on the left.
Uh-huh. Rabble-rousers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nothing makes them happy.
Except blood in the streets.
Yep.
This
he's,
one...
He's just so disgusted. He is just so, so disgusted because you know what side you're on and you know what the right side is. Right?
And wrong.
Yep. Junior just can't believe this.
Are you port or starboard?
Yep.
I guess we just amuse him.
Yeah, I guess so, because it doesn't make any sense to him.
Because he's been indoctrinated?
Yeah. You know, and I saw a great...
He's not a pod person.
I saw a great meme. Everybody, you know, all the young kids, they like wearing those Che Guevara shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And on the meme, it was Che Guevara shooting a couple of women with a rifle. Why don't they wear that shirt?
See, you hope when they wear the shirt, they don't know what it means.
Yeah. They think they're being cool.
Mm-hmm.
You're not.
Stan, you know U.S. presidents like nobody's business.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
You also happen to know more than the average guy about snakes.
Oh, yeah, I know snakes. I know about snakes. I've had snakes all my life.
How does a boa constrictor kill?
It constricts, blocks airflow.
So you would say suffocation?
Yeah, well, a form of suffocation, yes.
See, that's what I thought.
They're a constrictor. They squeeze.
I thought boa constrictors killed their prey by suffocating them.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
But we're on the right track.
The animals die because the snake cuts off circulation so blood doesn't get to their organs.
By constricting.
But there's a difference between constriction and suffocation.
Yeah, I would agree to that. You know how, like, when you're sleeping in bed and you get the dead arm? Think of that happening through your whole body.
Ouch.
Yeah.
When it comes to fluent English speakers, who has more, Canada or the Netherlands?
The Netherlands.
You are correct. Canada has a lower percentage of people who speak fluent English than the Netherlands.
Yeah, because you get them Frenchies up there, too.
And it's about equal with Sweden and Denmark.
Okay.
Boy, there's some beautiful women in Sweden.
Yes, yes. And Switzerland and Sweden and your Scandinavian countries.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful women.
Even their ugly ones are beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to tell you, Stan, that times have changed since we were kids.
Man, I don't recognize these times today.
I don't think any kid appreciates it when mom and dad, or mom or dad, tell them, you go clean your room. And generally, no matter what time it is, that's not what you want to be doing at that time.
Right, but you know what? You respect your parents. You know that you get a swift SWAT.
That's antiquated thinking, Stan.
I obeyed my parents a lot because hanging on the wall was the paddle that said right on it, Board of Education.
Mm-hmm. The old persuader.
Yep.
Well, a 9-year-old girl in Canada called 911 on Saturday. She was furious that her parents were interfering with her civil rights.
Oh, my God. You have no civil rights until you're 18. Under my roof.
She called 911 because her parents told her to clean her room, and she was furious about it.
You can have all the civil rights you want if you want to go out on your own, but you're under my roof.
The police did respond to the home.
Oh, really?
To put a stop to it.
Good.
And they say it's a good reminder to talk to your kids about the right and wrong reasons to call 911. No word, sadly, on whether the girl ever cleaned her room or not.
Yeah. Did you ever call 911 on your parents there, Junior?
Maybe.
Yep,
different world.
He's from that era, yep. Unbelievable.
But you know where that gets in their heads. They're in school, and they're told, I don't care if it's your mom or your dad. No one is allowed to raise their voice to you, much less raise a hand to you. So they think they've got carte blanche.
Wrong.
And most kids, all they want is A, to know the rules, and B, see them fairly enforced.
Yep, and then you're fine. You got a good kid.
Yeah, but you got to be consistent.
Yep.
Police in St. Paul, Minnesota, received a noise complaint call last week. They arrived at the apartment in question, where they found four dudes, some bras, playing Super Smash Brothers.
What's that?
It's a Nintendo game.
Okay.
The police, again, they're there on a noise complaint call, decided it would be fun to join in, and the police started playing the game with the bras.
Right on, right on.
One of the brohem said, neighbors have called the cops on them before, and quote, this is the same noise level we've been having, and the cops confirmed a few times that we weren't even loud. All things considered, quote, you see so many videos of terrible results with the police. I'm not trying to end up in jail or hurt or have my friends harmed. Instead of something negative, it was something wholesome.
Right on.
So, how you like that, Mrs. Kravitz?
Yeah.
Didn't go your way this time. Look at them. They're all having a good time.
Everything's cool. Now that they got the, you know, the pipe and all that stuff under the mattress, under the cushion.
You know, I'd imagine one of the cops probably said, hey, brah, before we play, can you maybe stash the pipe so we don't have to arrest you for that?
I hope they did that way.
That would be cool.
Yeah, coolest.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, at some point in your life, you have probably driven a certain model of automobile that Stan and I refer to as a POS.
Yep.
It can be highly frustrating.
Yes, it can.
33-year-old Chad Johnson of Northern Michigan drives a POS.
Piece of?
An old car that constantly breaks down on him. And last month, something happened both to the car and to Chad's mind. They both broke down.
It happens.
He flew into what doctors call full rage mode. He was in a parking lot when the car had some sort of issue. That's when he pulled out a baseball bat and viciously beat the car with it. Evidently, it was quite a scene and frightening to passers-by.
I can imagine.
Somebody called the cops. They arrived just as Chad was driving away. So it couldn't have been that bad if he was driving off.
Yeah.
After they pulled him over, they realized that Chad was intoxicated.
Sure he was.
Open container.
Yep.
Two previous DUIs.
Not good.
We haven't finished the trifecta, and driving on a suspended license.
That'll get you pulled right out.
When they asked him why he beat his car up, he admitted he was just angry. But because of, his whole life history, they're charging him as a habitual offender. And he could be looking at up to 5 years in prison for his latest F-up.
Well, take a look at him. What do you think?
Not much hope.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. 36-year-old Anthony Manival lives in Sullins Grove, Pennsylvania.
Anthony.
A few years back, He was working at a Bon Ton department store. One day during his lunch break, he grabbed a female co-worker's sandwich out of the fridge and made his way to the stock room with it. There, he pleasured himself while aggressively rubbing the sandwich against his body.
You're kidding me.
Then he carefully placed the sandwich back in the fridge. Apparently, Anthony is not that smart and had no idea that the many security cameras in the stock room recorded the entire thing. So, obviously, he was caught and charged. What do you suppose you get for doing something like that?
I don't know. Did they say?
Well, what would you think is fair?
Messing with the
sentence. Yeah. How much time does he get for that?
5 years.
He was just sentenced to 3 to 12 months in prison for indecent assault.
Good. People gotta eat that stuff.
That's a far cry from your sentence, though.
Yeah, I know.
They went light on him.
They went light, damn light on him.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, December 12th.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Here he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. Anytime there's a story like that where you catch somebody, cameras, red-handed, I always, and Haney remembers this story. We had a buddy of ours years and years ago ran a raw bar, and they had hundreds and hundreds of imported beers. It was one of those places you drank all the beers, and then you got your name on a plaque up there.
They had African beers that Tiny Tim liked.
Yep. And
Nagoma, was it?
Yeah, it was Nagoma. And he told us of the story because we knew the people that worked in there, and they were missing beer, expensive stuff, the imported. And this is in the 80s before it got real, the craft beer got real popular and all that. This was stuff he had shipped in, big expensive
beer. Oh, they had
beer.
Really crazy stuff for that time.
Yes, and he couldn't understand where the beer was going. And so he walked into the walk-in cooler one day to take out a case of beer and looked behind a case of beer that was in there, and sure enough, there sitting there, one of his premium beers, halfway down. He's one of my employees, and he's looking at a staff of maybe 17 people. It's one of my employees is drinking beer in here. Who is it? Who is it? And so he was cool about it. He went back into the cooler where the beer was sitting there. And he had an ink pad that, you know, the rubber stamp ink pad.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to open the ink pad and put it all around the top of the bottle, all around the edges of the bottle. And then he put the beer back in there. And
it was half consumed.
Yeah. And it had been going on for a while. Sure enough, one of the bar backs shucking oysters and stuff. Comes out with a big old blue ring around his face. Didn't say anything. All of the other employees were lit in on, well, we got the guy.
Did he even know?
Nope. Went back in, was drinking. Blue ring got bigger and bigger. And finally, a few hours into it, had finished the beer, tosses it. And our buddy who owned the robber walked up and you're fired. What do you mean? What am I fired for? You've lost your, you've been drinking on the job. I have not. Oh, really? Take a look at yourself. And then he held up a mirror to him or tell him to go to one of the bar mirrors. And sure enough, his whole face, like he was eating blueberry pie all over. Get out. Love it. Love it when you catch him like that. Oh, they think they got one pulled over on you.
And they'll deny.
Take a look at yourself, you idiot. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Southwest Florida, we're always here to help. But unfortunately, there's actually very little we can do. Sorry, just try not to focus on the pain. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We'll check in with Dave here in just a second. We'll get you updated on traffic first for your drive home. Roger Marley in at 6 o'clock, and he'll be checking in with the bonehead.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
The bonehead.
All right.
Black Marrow.
Yep. Yep. We've got a road watcher alert. This is a car versus motorcycle accident on eastbound Bayshore near Shirley in North Fort Myers. Eastbound traffic is backed up well west of Tamiami Trail, so be aware of that. Fort Myers, crash, hit and run, actually. McGregor Boulevard and Southtown and River Drive. And you are up to date. Let's see if he's even paying attention. You there? Hello?
Hey.
Yay.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah,
happening?
Pay attention.
Sorry
about that. You talking to somebody? Who are you talking to?
A gentleman just walked up to the window, man. He's staring at me right now.
Yeah, what's he want?
What's up, bud? What do you want, man?
He's
what's
just
happening?
Staring at him.
Yeah. No money.
No money. You got to buy a bike.
Buy a bike and have it there.
You got to buy a bike. Man.
Have it at the Walmart in Estero on Friday.
Yeah. 6A to 6P.
6A to 6P. Bring a bike by on Friday. No cash.
He's got it. That's what he said. He said,
all right, brother.
6P. I got
thank
it.
You.
He's
so gone. Mark us down for another one, Junior.
Yep.
Got another one. Everything going well?
Yeah, you know what? I really want to give a big thanks to some of the ladies that have been stopping by today, man. I'm telling you, man, I've had a great group. Carly and her mother came by, man.
And her mother.
Oh, yeah, stunning. Stunning.
Yeah, did you invite them by for later on?
Well, come on, Stan. It's me, brother. Of course.
Yeah.
So I might have company later.
Well,
so
who'd you invite, Carly or her mother?
Carly, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know who else is coming tonight?
Who?
Me.
I know you'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be spending the night. I'm bringing a nice folding chair so I can sit outside the trailer, get away from you.
Oh, good.
I'm bringing my custom Snuggie to sleep in. I'm bringing some food and snacks for myself. I'm bringing my tablet. I'm bringing I'm bringing some coffee for the morning. Oh no,
good.
I'll be eating your food too.
Good. You know what? The heat don't work. And I killed the hot water heater.
Why'd you kill the hot water heater?
Because, bro,
I got a doctor's appointment in the morning and I need to shower.
All right, I'll fire it up, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's good. That's good.
Dave, but Jeff Zito said he believes this may be your best birthday ever. What would you say?
It ranks up there for a pretty damn good one, man.
Because all the attention's on you.
No.
That's what it is.
Let me tell you something. I've made myself.
Let me tell you, I
got to
go. See you later. I'll see you tonight. Okay, right. Whatever.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here and not at home with my wife. Yeah, I like to miss her. 15 years, man. 15 years in the same spot. Yeah. She's my best friend. Is she my best friend? Is she? Jason. Jason was my best friend. I haven't seen Jason in 15 years. I should give him a call. Hey, buddy. Right? 15 years. Don't get it twisted, guys. I love her. I love this woman. She's changed me. I'm not the same dude anymore. I'm not. I care now. I care about stuff I never cared about before, like sunny days. I like sunny days now. Yeah. It's a sunny day. We should go outside and do something. Like, I've said that out loud as a man. I feel the way the men are looking at me, like, oh, this one is suspect. I feel suspect. I went on Google and started asking questions. Do I have low T? Right? Yeah. I had to answer some questions. Do you like iced lattes? Yes. Do you enjoy Sunday brunch on a sunny day? Yes. Do you watch more than 17 cat videos in a week? Only way to start the morning? Yes.
Have yourselves a great evening. I'll know I have a great one. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Dave.
What's up, dude?
What are you doing, man?
What's happening, boys?
What are you doing? How's yard time?
Yeah, dude, it's not, dude, thank God some chicks came up to say hello during yard time, man.
Oh, yeah. Did you put a move on them?
No, I'm telling you what, bro.
Yeah, man.
Just one name.
Yeah.
Shut up, man.
Yeah, one name should come to the trailer tonight, man.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm going to cramp your style.
I dare you.
I got to take a phone call. Stay on the line here. Hold on.
All right.
Ahoy.
Hey, brother.
Oh, look at this. It's the Hack of Hancock. What's going on, buddy?
Man, just trying to make it through. You know, it's been... You know what my favorite song is right now?
What's that?
By Merle Haggard. If we make it through December.
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with it. Yeah, buddy, we're in the middle of doing a thing with Dave the Waterman. He's in an RV. Dave, can you hear the caller?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Okay, good. 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 What
yeah, I can't hear him, so it don't matter.
You can't hear him? I'm going to make sure you hear him. Hold on. Let me try this. Let me see if this...
Yeah, fix it, buddy.
Don't worry about what I'm doing. How about now? Can you hear him? Talk, Dave.
Can you hear me now?
It's real peaceful. I can't hear a word from him.
You can't? I got it. You can hear him, Dave, right?
Yeah, I hear him, but now I've got a reverb.
All right, let me take that out. Then that don't matter. Did it go away?
Yeah, now we're gone.
All right.
I don't hear that jackass.
Oh, is that who I think it is?
Yeah. Probably better off that way.
What's your deal, buddy? I mean, we're trying to do a thing. Dave's got some yard time. We're trying to raise bikes for toys for tots. What's your problem?
Yeah,
well, you know, normally I'm kind of on Dave's side because he's the only one that calls you out.
Yeah, he's good people.
Well, I used to think so. But I'd like to know what the hell makes him such a damn hero.
Yeah, what makes you such a damn hero, Dave?
Look what I am doing, brother.
Yeah,
I am locking myself in a trailer for over 72 hours.
Do you know this guy lives in a trailer 365?
I still don't hear a word of it.
He don't have an explanation. Hey, what's the problem with him being locked up?
Hey.
Well, remember, I can't hear what he's saying, so help me God. If he says something bad about me, I'll go right down to Walmart and kick his ass in the next week.
I dare you.
When was the last time?
I dare you to come down here and kick my ass.
When was the last time you went down to Walmart down here in Estero, Bubba?
Sorry, bro. Oh, I've never had the pleasure.
But you're going to do it.
I understand it's beautiful. Now, I've been to one for Myers.
Yeah.
I went over when they opened up the new one in Cape Coral, because at that time, it was a bit of an oddity that you would have it where it had the grocery store in there, too. But all of them didn't have it back then, see?
Uh-huh.
And it was like Disney World opening when they opened a new Walmart over there in Cape Coral. I remember that as a big day.
Okay, all right. You got a problem with him in an RV?
Yeah, what's the deal,
man? My question is, what makes him some sort of Christmas time hero just because he's staying in an RV in the parking lot of Walmart? People do that all the time.
Wait a second. He's locked in. He can't go out. He can't go out.
I'm raising bikes for toys for tots, Mr. Northport Myers. Don't you understand it?
He's trying to prove.
Well, he's locked in, and I'm going to be staying with him tonight, too, by the way.
Yeah, I'm shutting the hot water heater off right now.
You want to come by and hang out? We'll drink a few beers in front of them.
Hell yeah.
Well, I reckon if I could find a ride down that way, I might just I might just do that, because I'd be willing to bet, $17 that what he's staying in is nicer than what I live in.
Look, I don't care what you live in and what you don't. He's right now in a travel trailer. And you live in a anchored down double wide with whatever woman you got right now and your two dogs.
That's right, Stan.
Yeah, well, all you have to do is if somebody hitched it up and put wide load on the back, it'd go right down the road.
Sure, it sure would. So this is nothing to you. You think you could do this?
People all over the country do this because Walmart, I don't know if it's changed, but back in 08 when everybody got kicked out of their houses.
Yeah.
Walmart would let anybody camp overnight in their parking lot.
That's true. Now let me ask you, Bubba. Well, regardless of what Dave's doing, and he's got some nice digs over there. I guarantee better than yours. But would you like to donate a bike for Toys for Tots so that we can gather them up on Friday?
Sure, just as soon as somebody donates the money to buy one to me.
You're the one that's supposed to use your money as charity to get a bike for a needy kid. Don't you even remember when you were a little kid and you had your brother there and your stepdad and you hoped every year under the tree there'd be a bicycle and every year you were disappointed and didn't get one?
No, sir, because we took initiative. We knew that we wouldn't be getting no bicycle, so we took care of ourselves. We go out and steal one.
You don't steal a bike. You don't steal a bike.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.